Paul Coit joins us live from London.
It's a boy. I'm in the car. I've got to return a load of pink balloons. It's a disaster. What am I going to do? It's a boy. I was told it was going to be a girl.
She's wondering when we're going to come over and see the baby.
Oh, see the baby. Again with the baby.
And I was like, baby, 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 oh.
Who are they?
Oh, this guy used to live in the building. They keep calling us to see the baby.
You got to see the baby. When are you going to see the baby?
Do we know a name yet? Are they going with Angus or Barnaby? What are we going with?
It's pretty obvious because today is St. George's Day, which is our English National Day. So the name will be Steve.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
A beautiful little English boy. A little baby boy.
Oh.
Born to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Hi, buddy.
How are you, Steve?
This is my friend Paul Coit.
Hoop with the wonderful news.
We're very excited about the news. And you know what I thought was really charming, and I mean this? Prince Harry was every father who ever had a baby. Just talking about, it's unbelievable. It's so cool. I've never seen anything like it. He was just giggling. He was giddy. It was nice to see.
It was nice to see. It's like every father that ever had a baby. Who is world known around the world, speaking to over a billion people. The
right.
Only difference was that. But exactly, that little look in his eye, little glint in his eye.
It's just like you and I when our sons were born.
It's exactly what it was. I remember the first royal baby I broke, and I mean that in, obviously, I broke the baby. was Fergie and Andrew's. It was Eugenie, and that was, I remember, this is, goodness, those times, that must have been over 60 years ago that I came on your show to break you that.
I believe that was 60 years ago. 60 years ago on another Steve Cochran show. Ah, the long time we've known each other. All right, so we have helpful listeners who have chimed in with potential name suggestions all morning.
Okay, that's good news.
I want to throw a few of these at you. Ricky. Royale with cheese. That's with a Y. Royale with cheese. How about Spencer? Isn't that Princess Diana's maiden name? Family name, Spencer?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was. Yeah, Spencer. Spencer, what is it, Christian name? Yeah, it's the first name, Spencer.
Yeah, that could be a good idea.
Well, Spencer Sussex. Well, I don't even know what the surname is. They change it all the time. Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Is it Sussex? I thought it was Mountbatten.
I'm not sure. Was it Smith? I'm not sure. Something. Or Boyle something.
Yeah,
anyway,
I don't know.
Spencer Duke of Sussex eat something. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We also had Gator, T-Bone, or Chuck.
Yeah. Well, there's only Chuck. And Chuck's going to get the hat. So you can't have another Chuck. You can't have two Chucks in one royal family.
Well, since we know Meghan is not getting along with her father... What is the royal tradition? Could you have a Charles name because of, you know, grandpa, or is that not done?
I don't know. I do like Chuck. I think Chuck is actually a proper name. Not Chuck as for Charles.
Yeah, Chuck.
As in Chuck. Yeah, I think Chuck would be really nice.
Yeah. Some other people are saying the Fresh Prince. As in the Will Smith character.
Oh, there you go. Fresh
he's brand new.
Yeah.
He's still got that new baby smell. Some people are saying, keep it simple. Just call him Bob.
There you go. Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob would work. Yeah. The thing is, you'd say it a different way. We'd just say Bob. So if you could say Bob, not Bob, then that would be...
Oh,
don't forget,
well,
you know, we have to remember that the mother is from your shores.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point.
Bob.
Whatever they choose... We have to be ready because that's going to set the trend in like all babies born in the next, 5 years
to
be
true.
That same name. So, you have a grandson coming.
You have a rumor. I have heard a rumor about, and this is not one of my stupid, Steve ones that I tried last time. And that's Gray. I don't know whether it'd be with an E or with an A, but Gray, apparently, Meghan likes the word, the name Gray.
One of our bosses' son is named Gray.
As in Grayson?
I don't know. Is it short for Grayson?
I would think so.
Gray as in just Gray. I don't know. But Gray apparently is a little tip from over here. This is what we've heard.
What about Off-White? I mean, if we're going with the whole color thing.
I like Apple White, my particular favorite.
obviously, people are very excited about it here. What is the level of excitement for a new baby in London?
Well, I always like to talk about the level of excitement whenever a royal baby's been born. And it's actually, the law that you walk around waving your Union Jack with a balloon under your arm and just whooping very, very loudly, because we're very, very excited about the whole situation.
Yeah,
and also the fact that it brings our countries together even closer than we were before.
I thought you would just be making fun of us and our incredible excitement about your good news.
No, no, absolutely not. It's, listen, I honestly feel it's your baby as much as it's our baby. Don't you?
Well, I do, and I think it's good news at a time that we need good news because, as you know, you're still stuck with Brexit and we're still stuck with Trump.
That's true, yeah. So maybe, I don't think Donald is going to be likely. What about something with Brexit involved? I don't know, something that will encompass the time, something that they'll always be able to associate with the baby and when the baby was born. So maybe there's something like that. But, yeah, we all need good news. Everybody's very happy. Yeah, it's lovely news. It is lovely. But the thing is, the news was that she'd actually gone into labor and she'd already had the baby. So I'm still trying to work out how that happened, because she was rushed. She had the baby at home and then was rushed to a hospital in London, all very secretly, and then rushed back again. And nobody knew anything had happened, even though the baby was a week late.
This is a very tight schedule. Very, very tight schedule. Oh, yes. She had to actually have her water break, go through labor, and have the baby inside of 90 seconds.
That's not bad, is it? But that's what happens when you're royal. You could do stuff like that. Some of it's like day and a half nonsense. 90 seconds, all done and dusted, plain, lovely, presented to the world, all very happy. And apparently the baby will be presented to the world tomorrow.
Well, Ray, that's fabulous.
Or Steve, or whatever.
Stephen, what about Stephen?
Stephen. There's no Stevens.
I always like Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen's
with a PH or a V, though?
Well, British would be PH, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Really, yeah, either. You got a choice of either. Maybe you can have a V and a PH, okay, just to buck the trend a little bit, because I imagine there's a little bit of trend bucking that goes on as far as Meghan's concerned.
Well, it's
anyway.
It's wonderful news, and we just wanted to call from all of us here in America, congratulations to all of you there in the U.K., In England,
thank
in London.
You. And we appreciate that, and we're glad you're happy. And as soon as there's any baby name news, you know that you will be quite a way down the list, but I will make sure you know as soon as I know, because I'm even further down the list than you are.
A couple of last suggestions. People are mentioning the Earl of Sandwich, Prince Godfrey, Arthur Charles Edward, or just call him Ace for short.
Yes.
Little Sammy Solomon Sussex. Those. Oh, and Biff.
Biff. I like that.
From Back to the Future.
Biff Sussex.
Biff. Biff is good. See, the thing is, there's always they always have about sort of 10 names in the royal family for some ridiculous reason. I've no idea why. I don't think they can ever actually remember what their own names are. So all suggestions, there's no bad suggestion when it comes to a royal name. So don't forget that.
My best to your lovely family. And when can we hear you on the radio?
And to you, I will be on the radio at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is our time, which is probably the overnight shift, I think, in your country. So, I'll be around if you look out for me somewhere.
And it's on TalkSport 2.
TalkSport 2. Or TalkSport 2. Yeah, or TalkSport 2, as we would say in our crazy accent.
Right, stop making fun of us. By the way, I'll leave you with this. Meghan Markle becoming more British every day. Apparently, right after she had the baby, she apologized.
In that case, that's it. That's the first thing she should have done. Oh, that, you know what? That warms the cockles of being charged.
Cockles? What about cockles for a bait? No, it's probably not a good idea.
No.
All right. Thank you, Paul.